As we continue our look back at the storm of a century that brought the metro area to a screeching halt this time last year, the OCM's Jerry Lynn Mackey took to the streets to ask people how they like to remember Snowmageddon.
For you, when it struck?
I was at home.
Were you watching the weather?
I absolutely was.
Did you have any idea what was coming?
Not a clue. Not in my 34 years have I ever experienced anything like it.
Was there ever a time throughout that state of emergency where you were worried about your own safety?
Not really. No, I knew the city was on it, so I felt confident.
Were you glued to VOCM like I was?
Absolutely.
Did it prepare you for the lockdowns that followed because of COVID?
I mean, it was a taste of it for sure, but nothing compares to COVID. I'd take a million Snowmageddons compared to COVID.
A lot of people got to know their neighbors during that time just by the sheer amount of shoveling. Did you?
Absolutely. Our neighbors are elderly. They're close to their 90s, so we took them under our wings for sure. So we've been taking care of them, and we took care of them then too. Yeah.
Would you do it all again if you had to?
I don't know.
Were there any positives or any takeaways that you enjoyed about Snowmageddon?
I mean, just the experience of it was kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime thing, really. Like, I mean, a hurricane and a blizzard, I mean, come on. That's stuff in the movies, for sure.
Alberta.
Oh, go away. So you missed it all?
Missed all of it.
Did you move back home since COVID? Or?
Yeah, we just moved February.
Welcome home. Are you from here?
Nope.
Where are you from?
I'm from Halifax.
Go away. So what brought you here?
My wife and my family.
Is she from here?
She's from Bay Roberts, yeah.
So what were you hearing from people you knew back here during Snowmageddon?
You guys got the same amount of snow that we get in Alberta every year.
Are you sad you missed it?
No. I'm not sad about missing the snow this year either.
Where were you when it struck?
Home.
Were you sort of watching the weather while it was all unfolding?
Yeah, I have two kids, so they liked it.
Did you ever think that it would turn into a state of emergency?
Not really, no.
Did you get to know your neighbors during that week off?
Yeah, we had a lot of help. We have a 200-foot driveway, so we had to get back out.
Did the whole neighborhood come together to help you?
Yeah, a couple of neighbors. Yeah.
What was the hardest part about it for you?
Nothing, really. We just got out and enjoyed. That was about it.
Did it bring you closer together with your family?
Yeah. Yeah, we got out and did stuff with our kids, and it was fun.
And how do you remember it, like, when you look back on the whole affair?
Just that it was fun. It really was. Like, I love winter, so.
In a way, did it prepare you for what was to come in terms of lockdowns?
No. Not at all. Last year was, that was a good one.
Yeah. Once in the books.
It definitely is.
Yeah. And what about you? Where were you when Snowmageddon happened?
Home.
And were you also keeping a close eye on things?
Not really.
Did you ever have a moment where you were fearful over your safety?
No, I guess not. We were in the house, so.
Home?
Home from work because of the weather?
Yes, yeah.
Did you ever think that it was going to turn into a 9-day stretch at home?
No, not a chance.
And, I mean, when you look back, how will you remember it? I mean, was it a good time or was it kind of scary?
Well, now it was a great time because compared to what happened after that, it was perfect. Yeah. It was time off. We got to all hang out together, play in the streets.
And did you get to know your neighbors? I know a lot of camaraderie was built over Snowmageddon.
We already knew our neighbors. We have lots of small children, so we all kids got together in the streets and played. It was awesome.
Did the kids enjoy it?
Loved it. Loved it.
Was it sort of a preparation for the things to come?
Yes, although we didn't realize that at the time.
Did you run low on supplies at all?
No.
At our cabin out by Clarenville, right up in the middle of nowhere, and it was awesome.
So you worked in town for the actual...
No, but our son was stranded at home 3 days.
Wow. So you got back after 3 days, did you?
Yes, and it was awesome. We loved it.
Did you get to know your neighbors over that time frame? I know there was a lot of people gathering in the streets, getting together, having fires.
We're in a pretty remote area, so it didn't really happen. We're close with our neighbors anyway, so yeah, it was all good.
Do you think it prepared you for what was to come in terms of the pandemic?
Yeah, maybe it did, just in terms of stocking up on food and kind of bunkering down at home and taking it easy, you know?
Yeah. So all in all, you remember it fondly?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It really was. We love the snow, so we're really sad we don't have it this year.